From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the weeks of July 24th and July 31st, 2023. This is a revised version of an episode from July 2013. That underwater sound, recorded by a kayaker on Virginia's Appomattox River, opens an episode about how scientists and resource managers learn about the finned creatures that live underwater. We start with some mystery sounds. Have a listen for about 30 seconds and see if you can guess what's going on with this beeping and splashing. And here's a hint. If a finned creature detects this signal, it might soon have a stunning experience.
Is everybody's hand out of the water?
If you guessed fish sampling, you're right. Those were sounds from an electrofishing demonstration during a May 2013 Virginia Master Naturalist field trip about fish in streams and rivers. The demonstration was led by Jamie Roberts, who at the time was a Virginia Tech research scientist, and as of 2023 is an associate professor of fisheries at Georgia Southern University. Participants learned about fish assessment techniques commonly used by fishery managers and by fish scientists, known as ichthyologists. For some more details on fish sampling in streams, let's listen to a two-minute excerpt from Dr. Roberts' session.
So one of the things I want us to notice as we're sampling is what we catch with different types of gears, with different types of methods, and then what we catch in different types of habitats. So there's really essentially three different types of habitats that we have here. You have that shallow, turbulent stuff we in the stream ecology world tend to call riffles. You have these sort of deeper, still somewhat high velocity areas called runs, and then you have still waters, which we call pools. And then the three gear types that I want to play with are electrofishing with a seine, or electrofishing with a dip net, which we'll do in pools. Electrofishing into a stationary seine, so this is a seine net, and then sweeping a seine around like crazy and just seeing what we can get, like a old-timey ichthyologist would. So we'll do some sampling that is more like the golden days of ichthyology before we had $10,000 electrofishers. Ichthyologists often rely on electrofishers of one type or another to catch fish because it sort of brings fish out of the woodwork. Fish are in this environment that's very difficult for us to access and see through and everything. And electricity is sort of the equalizer. It makes fish a lot easier to catch. There are electrofishers that are mounted on boats. There are electrofishers that are mounted on barges that you tow around. And this is called a backpack electrofisher. It's powered by a DC battery. It looks a lot like a motorcycle battery. And it produces electricity that this fancy box turns into the correct frequency and wavelength and pulse type to momentarily stun fish. And while they're stunned, we net them. And as soon as they get out of the electrical field, if we've done everything like we're supposed to, they just immediately come back. So if we throw them in a bucket, they should immediately sort of regain normal composure.
As Jamie Roberts noted, fish live in an environment largely hidden from unaided human vision or hearing. So scientists and resource managers combine ancient technologies like nets with modern electronics to get the information needed to understand and properly manage fish and the aquatic areas that sustain them. Thanks to Dr. Roberts and the New River Valley Master Naturalist Chapter for permission to record the fish sampling session. Thanks also to Raven Harris for the Appomattox River sounds. We close with a musical selection whose title describes the water world of many fish. Here's about 25 seconds of The Deep Blue Green by Andrew Van Norstrand. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.